and Allie Rewind.
What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
What up?
Yo.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Before I get to DMX, Riggs, was This Is Us on last night?
It was.
I figured, because I have a notification every Wednesday morning in my phone that says, oh damn, prepare yourself mentally, because This Is Us was on last night, and Riggs isn't going to shut up about it.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
Oh, great news!
I don't want to talk about it.
Great news!
No, I'm very salty about something that happened last night.
But once I'm not mad at This Is Us. All right, so DMX, no. On his fifth day already on life support, and
jeez.
It looks like today is the day that the family is going to have to make some serious decisions. Now, he was deprived of oxygen for nearly 30 minutes, doesn't have a lot of brain function, and they just said the brain activity is so low and the prognosis does not look good for DMX. So all the tests today will help the family make the decisions they have to make. And I think you know what I'm saying with that. There's brain activity. He's in ICU. Is he going to get better or isn't he? Or are they just sitting out waiting for nothing? So that sounds like that's going to be something that is decided today by family members of DMX.
I have friends with grandparents that have had to make those decisions. Mm-hmm. And where they've either in accidents or they've something has happened and they have to decide, are you going to keep them alive on machines or let them go? I couldn't make that decision.
I wouldn't ever want to make that decision.
No, that's why I don't want to be anybody's medical power of attorney ever.
Well, you're married, so congrats.
I know.
Wait till that day comes.
No, I don't want to wait for that day to come.
All of a sudden,
Jesus.
You don't want the responsibility of marriage, do you?
No.
All of a sudden.
I don't want that responsibility. That's too much. This is 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
You know,
we have an interesting relationship with our IT guy.
We're so happy he's here. Do anything to, you know, kiss his ass.
It is nice to have someone that can be around and fix the issues that we're not smart enough to fix. Thank you, IT guy.
We like you. We also call him our engineer, IT guy, whatever.
Yeah.
Man, there are some things, though, you don't want to hear from an IT guy, and I thought this would be fun to play on the show today. Things you never want to hear from an IT guy.
Oh, God.
You know, like, did you restart your computer? Yes, I restarted my computer.
That's always the first thing they ask when there's a problem.
Always.
Did you restart it? Yes, I restarted it.
And sometimes you didn't, so it's a fair question. But usually...
I usually say that while I'm restarting it. Yes, I restarted it, but it's not working.
Of course I restarted it.
And then when he shows up, look, it's working now. Wow.
Well, we got our new guy, our new IT engineer guy, and we love him because he's around to fix things. And he was in my studio the other day, and I said something to him about my laptop. I don't know what it was. Maybe I had a question. I said, how do I do this? And he goes, he just looks at me. And I'm like, what do I do? And he goes, is that your laptop or the company's laptop? And I go, and I didn't know what he was reaching for.
Yeah, what's
he
getting at?
I was like, am I in trouble? Why is he asking me this?
Is that yours? That's your computer, right?
It's mine, right?
Yeah. Are you not supposed to have it? Because I have my own computer here.
No, we can totally have our own computer. But I looked at him, but I was like confused. What's he digging for? And I go, it's mine. Why? And he goes, damn, that thing's a brick. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you saying my computer is big and old? He goes, yeah. And I was like, things you never want to hear from an IT guy, because I don't even think my laptop's that weird, but he said it's a brick, meaning this thing is gigantic. Is it gigantic? It's bigger than most nowadays. My Mac is much thinner and smaller, so I get my Mac because I have another laptop at home. But I was like, things you never want to hear from an IT guy. Your computer sucks. I thought that's what he's telling me without telling me. He's telling me I'm outdated.
Do you remember?
Are you following?
Yes, I get that. Have you ever had an IT guy tell you that all your stuff is completely wiped out? Do you remember a couple of years ago when we had a network drive with all of our things saved on it? Like every day we save portions of our show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we save those to a network drive.
We're a radio station. We have audio saved everywhere.
Everywhere. And I archive it for years, years back, and I have it. This is why I do backups now.
Yeah.
But we had them all saved on a network drive. That network drive crashed. So I was like, okay, usually there's a backup for these types of things because he was told me that it does have a backup.
Yeah. Oh, but he said it did.
It did.
This is a different guy.
This is a different guy before. This guy just no longer works here, thank God.
Amen.
But he did find out that the backup was fried as well. So we lost like two and a half years.
Which is essentially, imagine like a reality show filming all the time and then losing all that footage. That was kind of what you lost. You lost like footage for years from the radio station.
All of it. like gone, completely wiped out. He was like, there's nowhere to get it back. No, there's not.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. I was like, damn it. We're going to have to go new stuff now.
That's definitely something you don't want to hear from an IT guy.
No.
All your stuff is gone.
Everything
it's
is gone.
Wiped out. Good
completely
luck.
Gone.
You're never going to get it back. I'm
you
sorry.
You should have backed up.
I'm sorry. What?
I know I should have backed
up.
How
about you back up into me before I whoop your ass? How about that? I'll never forget that when we lost
that was the worst,
stuff.
Dude. The worst. 414-799-1037. What is the worst thing you want to hear from your IT guy? Or maybe you heard something even worse from your IT person that totally destroyed your life. We rely on technology now. And
important.
When it fails, it sucks, man.
Yeah. 414-799-1037.
You can call or text. We'll talk to you next. Maybe he's mocking your old computer, or maybe he's delivering horrible news that all of your information has been destroyed.
Either way, when the IT guy says something to you, you never want to hear again. I said mine was him making fun of my computers, calling it a brick. I realized I'm outdated a little over here.
Mine was when our servers crashed and we lost 2 years of precious, delicious, entertaining audio, might I say. It was good
crazy.
Stuff, too.
Well, Corinne's in Waukesha this morning.
Corinne, what's something you never want to hear from your IT guy or girl?
That we have a ransomware attack.
Oh, those.
We couldn't use our computers for weeks.
Yes.
That happened to us as well.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
If you were allowed to talk about it.
If we were.
Then it might have happened
to
us, too.
I know
we didn't have email for weeks.
I know a company that had that happen to them. Ransomware.
That's a good way of
I know
saying
a
real, it,
I know
Riggs.
A company that somebody tried to hold them hostage.
I know a girl on a morning show in a city called Milwaukee who couldn't check her email for a week. But just a rumor I heard.
I know a guy who works at that radio station as well and found out that that company actually hired their own people to fix the problem instead of paying the ransomware people. Because those ransomware people, they try to get money from you. They try to exploit you.
Anyway, they're Corinne, like, enough about us.
Yes. So that happened to you, Corinne.
Yes.
That's the worst.
It was crazy.
So you couldn't use your computers. You probably couldn't have email, any of that stuff for a while.
Yeah, and we sell stuff, so we couldn't enter orders.
Can't access anything.
Oh.
Yeah, we couldn't do anything. We were actually trying to find things to do at our work.
Right.
Like, some people repainted the lines in our parking lot because we literally had nothing to do.
No way!
See, the company I was just talking about, everybody had to use their personal email addresses for like a week and a half.
Yeah, which is awkward.
Very
as well.
Awkward, yes.
Here comes AllieFaith@Hotmail.com.
MyLittlePony123@gmail.com is sending a sales report. What?
MyLittlePony@gmail.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
Oh, that's funny.
We appreciate you listening
thanks,
this morning, Corinne.
Ryan's in Calabama. He says he has not an IT guy, but a technology story.
Right. Ryan in Caledonia / Calabama. What happened?
So my story is back in the day when you actually had to use flip phones.
Oh, flip phones. Are you talking like StarTAC phones or like the Razer phones, like Razer flip phones?
Yeah, like the Motorola Quantico.
Oh, God, those things.
Yeah. Razer.
Yeah, those are bricks. Yes, go ahead.
Those were awesome. Those were the best phones ever.
The batteries lasted forever. No, the StarTACs, the ones before that.
I came in and out, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
StarTAC.
When you go to the phone place and they're all like, well, you really need to upgrade your phone because your service isn't that great, and then you got to upgrade to,
the new version.
The new version. And
right.
The new version, your battery lasts half of it. Well,
right.
I did that. I mean, I had the phone as long as I could. They'd always tell me, it's time for you to update. No, I don't want to because
Ryan,
I'm renting a phone.
Ryan, listen, I know somebody else who's like that. He's my father, and he's 80, and he won't upgrade ever, and he's still got a damn flip phone, Ryan.
Call me old if you want to, but flip phones, the battery lasted way longer. Way longer.
I tried the longest I could to do that.
Yes.
I tried.
I remember not having to charge my phone for like 4 days. It was amazing. Now this iPhone.
4 days?
Yes.
Well, you also weren't on it because you didn't have the freaking internet.
Exactly.
Now you have the internet, so your battery dies
all
quicker.
I did was call and text, maybe. Maybe.
How awful.
Well, when you got mad, you could actually throw it, and then you could go pick it up, and it'd be like, oh, look, it still works.
Still works.
It's so true. You can't do that with new phones.
Ryan from Calabama.
Ryan, that's hysterical.
Thank you for listening, per usual, our friend.
He said you throw it. It's fine.
Have a good one, too.
Bye. You made me laugh today, Ryan from Calabama. This is Paul. I have no idea what he wants to say.
Paul, what's your call about, bro?
Hey, I'm actually, I graduated from IT, and then, I always work on my dad's computer.
Yeah.
And you know what? I always tell him, like, I could give you the best protection, the best antivirus ever.
Yeah.
But it's just like I have to explain to him in real life.
He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it, does he? He thinks it's going to hurt
his... No. But like, it's like real life and computer is the same thing, okay? I could give you Bruce Lee as your bodyguard, but if you just let him, a person in, say, yes, he could come in, then he'll come in, and Bruce Lee can't do nothing about it.
You're meaning he's always going to find a way to screw up his computer no matter what you do.
Yeah, because he's going to those websites, and I know what website he's going to.
Does it rhyme with Cornhub?
Yes,
all that. And then it says upgrade this and do all this. And then they say yes. And then all of a sudden it comes in. You know, you can have the best antivirus ever, but.
Paul. I love it that you use real life analogies to explain what's going on to your dad. Like, pretend like the ransomware is Bruce Lee. Like, that alone had me dying.
Yes, Paul.
Somebody's trying to fight Bruce Lee.
hey, but the truth of the matter is, those sites right there, they're going to give you a virus because, STDs.
Oh, here we go.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, I have a question about your driver's license coming up at 7:30 this morning.
Okay.
Because I witnessed something in a parking lot yesterday that blew my mind.
No.
Blew my mind.
Yikes.
$1,000 with a $1,000 Kiss keyword happens at 7:05-ish this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers is the current guest host of Jeopardy for 2 weeks now, this week and next week.
Right.
But they already have a petition to replace him.
Wait, is it because he's boring or is it because of the football reason?
I don't know.
Because I love Aaron Rodgers, but he is a little... vanilla. Okay, that's how the only way when it comes to.
Well, Alex Trebek was also a little vanilla, if you think about it.
You're right.
He was.
You're
Alex
so
Trebek
right.
was not over the top.
Mm-hmm.
He was not overly humorous. He did have some funny moments, Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like Drew Carey or Steve Harvey.
Or Wayne Brady,
some right?
Of these funny guys.
So who do you think they want to replace Aaron Rodgers as the host of Jeopardy? This happened before, after Alex Trebek passed.
They already have a replacement that they want to replace Aaron?
The internet does, with 155,000 signatures. Do you remember the show Reading Rainbow?
Yes!
LeVar Burton. They want LeVar Burton to host Jeopardy.
Why? Just cause?
They said that LeVar Burton has inspired and shaped the minds of several generations of trivia-loving nerds.
True.
So they think that he would be a good host.
Well,
at least a guest host.
We give all this love to Mr. Rogers.
Right?
Where's LeVar?
Where is he? I would think that he would be a good choice.
Yeah.
Because he's like right down the middle. He's a very even-keeled dude.
Here's the thing, though.
He already has a name. People know him.
Aaron Rodgers is only hosting for 2 weeks, people.
I know.
It's not a permanent thing. So
no,
to go through all this, to do a petition, I wish this was my biggest problem.
Who's going to host Jeopardy?
Who's going to host Jeopardy this week? That I wish that was what I was signing petitions about these days.
Well, Aaron Rodgers this week and next week, and who knows, maybe what the future holds. Maybe LeVar Burton.
He's got to laugh about that.
Like, he does.
The internet's trying to replace him with the Reading Rainbow guy.
Already? Come on.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so one of the most famous incidents was the elevator incident with Beyonce and Jay-Z and Solange, where there was some kind of altercation years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We've never forgotten about that. We'll enter a new elevator incident with Saweetie and Quavo. And I don't even know what to think about this. If you don't know who Saweetie is, and yes, it's S-A-W, Saweetie. She did songs like this. Remember this?
Yeah. Hey, figure, that's my type.
That's my type. That's my type.
Sorry, I want to dance.
8-inch bagel. That's...
Yeah.
You remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
We're also playing Best Friend right now with Doja Cat.
Oh, yeah.
You know this song.
Yeah.
So that's Saweetie with Doja Cat right there. So she was dating Quavo, and they have since broken up. But here's where it gets crazy. And Quavo's and Migos, for those that don't know. This is crazy. This elevator incident was like a year old before this footage came out. So they have broken up.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing them fighting in an elevator over a game console, physically fighting. I don't know what to think about this, because when it starts, she's like the one fighting with him.
Yeah, like she's walking it looks like he's trying to like push her and calm her down, almost like stop
he's
it, like knock
to get
it off.
The game console from knock her, and they're fighting over it, pulling back and forth.
It looks like two kids fighting.
It does look like your brother and sister.
It does.
It doesn't look like.
I'm not saying it's okay, but it looks like a couple little kids fighting.
I didn't look at this video and feel like it was clear as day that he was doing something to her. No. I wasn't sure who was hurting who.
What's the scoop now?
So now they're saying, well, that video's a year old, and we've moved on, and we have love for each other, so just drop it. Who released the video? I don't know. But it is weird that a year later, a video of Saweetie and Quavo, after they've broken up, comes out fighting in an elevator. I think it might be... Who do you think...
Somebody trying to take one of them down.
That.
Saweetie's really hot right now.
Yeah.
Best friend.
Do you think she called someone and went, find that video of Quavo pushing me down in the elevator?
Put it out there. Seriously, put it out there. See what happens. Maybe.
Well, you wouldn't put it past anybody these days.
Would not put it past any of these celebs. Not at all.
So Saweetie and Quavo, the latest to have an elevator incident. And watching it, I truly don't know who I'm mad at.
No.
It's one of the, I don't know. I think they're both crazy in
probably,
it.
Probably, yeah. So yesterday, Allie.
Yeah.
My wife, Ilana, and I, we go for walks usually in the early evening.
That's your thing?
That's our thing. And we found
I got neighbors every day. I see them.
Yeah.
A few different ones. Every single night, I give them the wave.
Yeah.
Same routine.
We'll take our dog Samson out. We have a couple different spots. One of our spots is Forest Park Middle School in Franklin.
Okay.
Because at night, there's nobody there. And it's just a big, empty parking lot. And there's like a huge trail that goes around this big field.
That's cool.
Some people bring their dogs out there. We'll throw the ball with Samson and kind of get him some exercise.
Kids at the middle school sneak back into that field and the trail.
There is kind of a back, like in the woods
area. Middle school?
Yeah.
We'd have been hiding back there doing whatever, playing 7 minutes in heaven or whatever the hell we could do.
There is a trail that goes back in the woods and there's this little area where you can tell kids go back and hang out.
Naughty.
Right? Naughty.
Been there, done that. Anyway, go on.
But my thing that I saw happening yesterday in the parking lot was interesting. There's this car driving around. It's usually just us. That's there. Nobody else is in this parking
lot. But it's beautiful out now. Surely you're going to see people.
Yeah.
Now.
And usually there's no other cars because people will just walk there. But there was another car in the parking lot just kind of parked over to the side. And we were like, that's strange.
There was
a guy in the passenger seat, a younger kid in the driver's seat, and then like a dog in the back seat and a younger girl in the back seat. So I was like, okay, somebody's learning how to drive. Because the car was starting and stopping abruptly. You could tell. I could see the dad like waving his arms, frustrated at the kid, like, no, don't.
It's like when you go near a student driver on the real road and you're like, come on.
Right.
But you know they're a student driver going really slow.
So I could tell this kid was like probably maybe his first or second time even behind the wheel of a car. Just taking him to a safe place where he can practice.
My mom taught me in a parking lot.
Yeah.
She took me to a parking lot near our house, and that's the first time I ever drove, just for the record.
Me too.
Go on. Yes.
They took us to a Walmart parking lot late at night.
Empty parking lot.
With the lights on at night when nobody was there, and I got to drive around and go around the big light poles.
So exciting, wasn't it?
I'm
getting goosebumps thinking about it.
I know.
It was so
you didn't
fun.
Go very fast, but it was so cool to be like, wow, when I push the gas, it goes faster.
I'm driving my mom. This is crazy.
But then I was wondering, where do you go afterwards? Where did you get your actual license?
I mean, obviously the DMV,
but where did you do your driver's training, like the education, driver's ed?
In school? Right.
Because I didn't have it in my school.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that schools don't have driver's
education.
Not
all of them do.
My sister knows all these people who are like 20 who don't drive and have a license, and I said to her, what's with all these adults who don't drive?
What?
She goes, they don't teach it in the school system, so you have to take your own kid and get them the license, which parents are like, screw it, or kids say, I don't care, and nobody gets it. I go, what?
I had to go to a driving school in Noblesville, Indiana. And I had to pay, I think my parents paid $75 for like a 3-week course or something.
Yeah.
Where we sat down in the class and we took the whole exams. We learned about the signs. We learned about wearing your seatbelt.
Rigs.
We watched those horrific movies.
I have vivid memories of sitting in like a simulator. That looked like it was from 1972 in my driver's ed class, and then being like, okay, this is pretend driving. And I was like, this is so stupid.
Right. I was wondering where other people got their license. Did you have it at your school, or did you actually go through like a driving school?
Yeah.
I was just curious
what people are doing now. I had it at my school, but I don't know if that's even a thing anymore.
I don't know either.
All I know is when my boys turn 16, as much as I'm scared to let them drive anywhere without me, I'm going to be like, bye!
I'm sure.
Get your license. Bye!
Go ahead. Get out of here.
Drive yourself.
Go ahead. 414-799-1037. I was curious. Where did you get your license? Was it at school? Was it at a driving school? And any interesting story that may have happened along the way? Maybe you just learned from your dad.
How did driver's ed go for you?
How did it go?
Or did it not go at all?
414-799-1037. You can call that number or you can text that number. Either one. It's Kiss FM. Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep or something?
Jeep. You know what I got when I turned 16? The oldest piece of junk you've ever seen. It was my grandma's old car. It was great.
1992 Mitsubishi Eclipse stick shift that my dad made me learn how to drive.
That's a cool car when you're 16 in the 90s. I had a 1978 Delta 88.
Ooh.
That's like a gigantic hoopty, man. And I loved that car.
Was it automatic or a manual?
It was automatic, but it was gigantic.
Do you know how to drive a stick shift?
I've done it twice, and I have no interest in doing it again. I did it out of necessity because a friend was moving and needed me to drive their car. It was a nightmare. I'm good.
The people that love them swear by them, but
no
thanks.
I'm good.
Take an automatic all day. 414-799-1037.
Listen, Nicole's in Milwaukee, and she's a great person to have on first because she's got a 16-year-old who just got their license and a 15-year-old, Riggs.
Oh, wow. So how did they get their license? When did you first take them out driving?
Well, my oldest one, my 16-year-old, I started at probably about 10 years
nine?
Old.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Where?
Stop.
Well, we went to a parking lot, and then I'm Native American. I have a reservation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I've taken him up there a few times.
Wait.
There's
what?
No laws up there.
I don't care if they're...
they run by their own set of rules.
I wouldn't trust my 9-year-old with a vehicle.
If you're next to him in an open area.
Still no. I'm not giving my 9-year-old a car. Are you crazy? That kid would destroy everything.
Was he sitting on your lap? Were you next to your 9-year-old when he was driving?
I was next to him.
This is some country-ish.
He was a very mature 9-year-old and 10-year-old.
Right. That's fine.
He was about 9 or 10 years old.
Okay. So we want to hear about
you. He knew that the rules were, this is a very important situation and everything like that. So he wasn't going like crazy. He was just learning the pedals. I was just teaching him the pedals.
Yeah. Mm. Could he even reach the pedals at 9? I guess.
That's the thing. Owen probably couldn't. Maybe
your kid
could.
Your kid's like 6 feet tall.
You're right. Fine. My kid is gigantic.
Kid's a giant.
Yeah, you would think they'd be hard to reach.
Okay. So you started at 9 years old, just like driving in open areas.
Well, just like a parking lot or something like that.
Okay.
So just so they can learn how to control the pedal, and then watch you the whole time between 9 to 15 years old when they have to start driving.
Yeah.
That they have to learn how the rules and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why I taught them a little younger.
Okay.
Did your kids? Did he have driver's ed in school? That was one of the things we wanted to know.
No, I had to pay for Easy Method.
Okay, you do have to pay for it. You have to do it on your own.
Can I ask how much those classes were?
15.
How much were those classes?
$400.
400? So a pair...
400 extra bucks.
Can they put driver's ed back in school? Because I don't want to pay $400 a kid one day.
You're going to have to, dude.
Damn.
Start saving.
Can I get my kids back? Can I give them back?
Sure.
I changed my mind.
Did you keep the receipt?
I don't know. Maybe. That is crazy.
So you started them at like 9 or 10, and you had to pay out of pocket for a driver's ed school.
And Riggs, this explains why people aren't getting their license, because not only does it cost money, you got to do it on your own.
Yeah.
So they're like, screw it. Wow. Okay.
I waited until I was 18.
See?
I waited until I was 18.
Wow.
Because at 18 years old, you could just go to the DMV and take the test.
Yeah.
And you get your test.
Nice.
And then 6 months, about a month later, you can take the road test.
Mm. Okay.
Very nice.
Well, thank you for calling this morning.
Thanks, Nicole.
No problem.
Appreciate you calling, Nicole.
Tim's in Mequon.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys.
When did you get your driver's license? Where did you get it at?
I got my driver's license when I was 16.
Okay.
But funny story about the whole situation.
Uh-huh.
I learned when I was about 10 years old.
Where did you...
Another one.
Another 10-year-old driver.
Yeah.
Where did your parents take you to drive at 10?
So, well, my parents didn't. What happened was my uncle was in the Air Force, and we went to visit him in Pakistan, and open roads, and it's actually pretty congested, and he's like, you know what? Why don't you get in the driver's seat here and try and drive this stick shift?
What?
A stick shift in a country
At 10 years old?
Whoa.
10 years old.
Held the gnaw.
So you learned how to drive a stick at an early age.
Yeah, hey.
And when you finally got your license, was it in a school, your high school, or did you have to go to an external school?
So I did have to go. It was in school at Arrowhead High School. Shout out there.
Arrowhead!
We had driver's ed school.
Yeah.
And we went to driver's ed over there. And then after that, I had to, you know, go to the DMV, take a test and whatnot.
Tim, what year did you graduate from high school?
Ooh, it's been so long.
Tell me the truth.
I don't remember, 07 or 08.
That's so long ago?
That
was not that long ago.
Bro, I'm class of 2001 right here. Come on.
Bro, I'm class of 2018, okay?
Yeah. So shut up, Allie. You liar. There's Allie always trying to make herself way younger.
What do you want?
Ludicrously younger.
1918. That's the year I graduated.
If you're going to lie about your age, lie in like the mid-30s, low 30s.
Oh, see, that's why I always tell people I'm about 27, 28.
There you go.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing. Does Arrowhead still have driver's ed? I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Is he telling
us this?
Well,
I'm not sure because I think my brother went there about 3 years after I did, and he had to actually go to like a KC driving school.
They don't do it. They don't do it in the school anymore. All right, this is interesting. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for calling.
No,
thank you, Tim.
You guys have a great day.
You too, and tell your uncle thank you for his service. We appreciate it.
Will do. Thank you.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We still got a couple people on hold. How did you get your driver's license? What was the story? Was it at your high school? Did you start driving at 10 years old
apparently
like these people?
Everybody's driving at 10.
We're just talking about when you got your driver's license, where you got your driver's license, and how freaking young you were, because people were calling in at 9, 10 years old. They were letting their kids drive
in parking lots. It's some real country-ish.
Yeah.
And you remember when Britney got lit up for trying to get away from the paparazzi with her kid on her lap. People went nuts. And now I'm hearing all these people calling, going, who the hell are you all to judge? Yeah. Sounds like everybody's driving when they're too young. That's
Santino's
funny.
On the phone this morning.
Hey,
thanks for holding, Santino.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Pretty good. So tell us your driver's license story. When did you get it?
So I got my driver's license when I was 18.
18? Okay.
Yeah. So we had driver's ed back in Detroit in the schools. But the driver's ed teacher, she was a little out there. She was very angry.
They always are.
Yeah.
So they're with terrible drivers all day.
Well, especially when you're dealing with city boys, I guess. But,
right?
Going through puberty.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was just ridiculous. She was always angry. She had her parking brake on.
She sounds great to me, Riggs.
Yeah, so as soon as you try to take off, she hits the brakes. Did you check your mirrors? Did you check this? I'm like, yes. I even got it in parking. I even got it out of parking.
Santino, you had like the most impatient teacher ever for driver's ed, which is probably a nightmare.
Right.
I can't even imagine learning to drive with someone like me.
But she's thorough because these driving ed teachers, driver's ed people, they keep the idiots off the road. Like, we have to blame all of them for the terrible drivers we have today.
Jeez.
Right.
So you're 18 years old, we said, when you got your license finally?
Yeah, because my mom had a few choice words with her, and I wasn't allowed back in driver's ed.
Ooh, his mom got into it with the driver's ed lady. Wow. They were getting into it.
Santino, thanks for calling this morning, dude. We always appreciate you calling in.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Gabby's in Delavan.
What up, Gabby? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your driver's license story?
So I was actually 16 when I got mine.
16? Okay.
Our school offered it, but you had to pay for it.
Okay.
But they had a teacher that would teach you, like, after school, they would stop by in their own time and teach you. And they did behind the wheel and in class.
Yeah, that's a nice resource to have if they're not doing it in schools anymore, just to be like, hey, stay at school an extra hour, kids. And they can teach you how to drive.
It's probably some extra cash for the teacher, too, I would think.
Right.
You would think so. I ended up actually, I used to live on a farm, so we would move vehicles around and stuff. So I started driving when I was like 13.
Okay, can I ask a question for the class? 13. Does anyone know why they stopped teaching it in schools? There's obviously a reason. Right?
I don't know.
Let me just Google. Why didn't I Google this to begin
with?
That'd be good.
I would be curious about that
I
as well.
Have to pull up our
why
text.
Some?
I know
why
that
some?
The high school that I went to still does offer it, but you have to pay for it.
That's what I mean. It wasn't like that when we were in high school. It was part of my curriculum and it was free.
Well, it should be. Can we get rid of advanced algebra and instead teach people how to drive? How to balance a checkbook, how to finance things.
Right? Oh, all the things.
How to get a house, how to get a mortgage, like all these things.
I would love to know how to get a house.
See, everybody, you need to learn that stuff in high school, like financial literacy. That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
25 years old and I don't have a house yet. I want one.
Right. And you're like, man.
Careful what you wish for.
It sounds like some dropped it because of costs.
Yeah, maybe.
Things like that. Their driver's ed programs. Huh, interesting.
Well, thank you so much for calling this morning.
Thank you, guys.
And when you're ready to get a house, go to AdamDeputy.com. He's our guy.
That's right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. We got on three.
We've got Stephanie in Horicon.
One more, Stephanie. Good morning. Tell us your driver's license story.
Good morning.
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 Okay, so I got my job.
Wow, you broke out.
Oh, no.
The worst.
Your phone's breaking up right when you started talking. Are you there?
No, we lost her.
Poor Stephanie waited all that time.
I'll roulette one more. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Francis.
Hey, Francis.
Francis.
What up?
Nothing. I was talking about the car.
Yeah, tell us when you got your driver's license.
I got mine when I was 18.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have it in your school or an external?
Nope. I had to go to the DMV and get my own.
Oh, okay. So you didn't even go to a driving school. You just went straight to the DMV and took all the tests through there.
Yes.
Okay. Which you can do.
I did have I do have a set of twins. So, Allie, it is over $400.
Oh, honey, I don't want kids anymore. Do you want mine?
No.
Nope. This is awful. $400. That's $800. I got to shell out when they're 16.
Yep.
Yes.
Damn.
And I have another one that just turned one, so I'll be paying another $400.
Wow.
Wow.
Glad you don't have twins, Allie. Be glad. Because at least you can space it out over a year. One of them will be 15 before the other. Maybe.
Oh, gee. 2 years apart. I don't. That's nothing, dude.
I'm trying to give you silver linings.
Have you seen the meme or the quotes on social media circulating about tax day?
No.
When it's like, well, I don't know how to do my taxes, but when parallelogram day comes up, I'll be ready to go.
Right?
It's making fun of the curriculum, you know, that we teach versus the real life skills.
Maybe they stopped because you can get it at the DMV and they figured people could just go to the DMV to get it.
Well, what I read was it sounded like
cheaper.
Funding.
Yeah, it is cheaper.
I mean, it saves the school money.
Yeah.
It's like, what can we cut that you can do outside of school on your own time?
Mm-hmm.
Driver's Ed obviously would be one of those. I don't like it, but fine.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Do you want to pay over $400 or do you want to pay $200?
I want to pay nothing. I want my kid.
Is that an option?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
No matter how long we do the show together, you still don't know what the hell's going on, do you, Riggs?
They're both the same color. The Hollywood Dirt button and the Trending Bed button are both the same. And so is the Wedding Bed button.
The wedding bed.
You're lucky I didn't play this because it's the same color.
Don't play this because I'm talking about Tiger Woods. It has nothing to do with a wedding.
What happened?
In fact, it has to do with his car crash and all the unanswered questions we have, because you remember how they said we were not going to be told the findings because of privacy laws?
I talked about this last week when you left, is that they had found out what happened, but they weren't going
to
disclose
it. Found out. What does that mean?
They had come to a conclusion to what caused the accident.
But they didn't say
They didn't say what it was,
well,
though.
Well, now it's interesting because this morning they're going to release all the details, even though they were claiming privacy. Something shady's going on here with this Tiger Woods
crash. And then other people were lighting him up saying they were getting preferential treatment because he's
right.
Tiger Woods.
Totally giving him preferential treatment. Yeah, because here's the whole thing about listen to all these details about this crash that hopefully we'll hear more about this morning. Oh,
you
my
right
gosh,
over there?
Excuse me. Give
you okay
me a minute.
Over there? Have a drink of water there, Toots. Went
hold
down
on,
the wrong
wait,
pipe.
Wait, let me take... I got to drink some Diet Coke.
Did you swallow your spit down the wrong pipe?
By the way,
I hate doing that in public because you have to explain to everyone around you that you're not sick. You just choked on yourself a little bit.
I need a Diet Coke.
You're good.
I felt the attitude just leave my body. It was great.
It never leaves your body. Shut up.
Okay, so listen to these details about Tiger Woods' SUV accident. They said, now we know that the black box shows he accelerated, actually, at the time of the crash. They're also claiming that Tiger lost control of the SUV, and it was gaining speed. Now, what the sheriff's department does not know is if he was conscious when he lost control and went down the embankment, because he says he doesn't remember anything, and he hit his head a few times. But here's where it gets shady when you talk about the preferential treatment. The sheriff's department didn't get a warrant to check his cell phone to determine if he was calling or texting. They also didn't get a blood test to see if he was under the influence, because they said they just didn't have probable cause for any of this. I'm like, the guy drove down an embankment alone. There was nothing that made you wonder what else might be going on here.
Yeah.
So this morning, I think we're going to find out more, because Tiger's saying, I don't remember anything. The sheriff's department saying, oh, shoot, we didn't do all the tests. Oh, darn. Like, it's so shady.
Very sketchy. Something's going on.
The whole thing is shady.
A little sus, if you ask me. A little bit sus.
And they're saying, well, it's just speed. Well, then why is the black box say he sped up?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I know if you're, I can see if you're panicking, you might accidentally like freak out and hit your gas. Like
fair.
I could see that happening. Who knows what you do in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's an embankment. What am I doing?
But here's the thing. If a guy doesn't remember anything, why wouldn't you try to And if Find out every detail.
If it was a complete accident, why wouldn't you just say, you know, it was a complete and total accident, a freak accident that happened? It seems like there's something that they're trying to cover up.
Well,
it's weird.
Now somebody's going to stare at the cops one day and go, well, nobody took Tiger Woods' blood, so why are you taking mine?
Right, right.
So, Riggs, I was watching old episodes. They've been airing every single episode of The Kardashians because of the final season.
That makes one of us.
I know. And so I'm catching up on all of these seasons I missed somehow.
Yeah.
These Kanye seasons. I mean, I missed a lot of good stuff when I was raising my children for a couple of years. So I was catching up, and there was this episode on the other day that was older where Kim is trying to get help for her psoriasis. And I know a lot about psoriasis because my 9-year-old has it. It's an autoimmune disease, and you get skin patches all over your skin when your immune system's down.
Yeah.
So he gets these really kind of scab-looking things, and they can get on your face, they can get on your legs, and it's kind of mess with your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Forget about the medical part. You've got patches all over you and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So there's treatment and things you can do. Well, Kim Kardashian has psoriasis. She's been open about it on the show.
Yeah.
So I've been intrigued by this skin condition because my kid has it. So this chick went to a medical medium. Have you ever heard of a medical medium?
I have, yes.
I had not. Listened to this.
Medical medium can talk to spirit, but he is not a real doctor. I am all about mediums. I'm so obsessed. Anyone that knows me knows I love connecting to the spirit world. So yeah, if he can tell me anything about my psoriasis and how to fix it, I'm down to see what happens.
Okay, so I get where she's at with that. So this guy comes in, Riggs, this medical medium, I'm doing in quotations.
Yeah.
And this is, he starts, just listen to this.
I'm the medical medium, been doing this forever. I mean, since I was a kid. But yeah, I'll take a look at you. I'll have you stand up for a minute. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. I wore a skirt so you could see all my psoriasis.
Yeah.
That's my big spot. And now it's like that size, and now I'm just getting them all over and now on my face. So when it gets to my face, there's a problem.
We have to get rid of that, there's no question. I'm just gonna take a look.
Now he starts waving his hands in the air.
Just going through every organ, looking for the problem. With you, it's definitely the liver.
Huh?
You have really high deposits of copper.
What?
I know it probably sounds so far-fetched, right?
It does.
No, I believe in it.
Heart looks good. Brain looks good. There's nothing in there. Nothing I'm worried about.
There's nothing in there. Your brain, there's nothing in there. That made me laugh. So this guy, all he did was stand up and wave his arms around Kim Kardashian to try to tell her the diagnosis. And this is what he finally says. I mean, I want to believe that this is a thing where somebody can wave their arms around you and tell you what's wrong with you. This is the conclusion he came to after waving his arms in the air.
So what's happening is you've got these deposits of copper inside the liver. That's a dermatoxin, so that's a poison that's floating to the skin.
What?
So celery juice is gonna neutralize that copper. What? Your psoriasis will start going away, and that's why I want you on it.
I'm a little skeptical, but I'll try the celery juice. If it works, it's so worth it.
So I'm watching this. I'm like, wait. This guy came in. He waves his hands in the air over her body and then tells her she's got liver problems, copper, and she needs to drink celery juice. What do you think about it? I'm like intrigued, and I don't know. It seems so ridiculous and so interesting all at the same time.
My wife, Alana, she showed me this movie called Heal.
Uh-huh.
And this, I think this guy was in it. He was a medical medium.
He must have been. He's famous for this medical medium guy.
Right. So basically, this whole movie is about how it's mind over matter and mind over medicine in a lot of ways. There's a lot of like really out there ideas where some of these people, there's a guy that was in like it was an automobile accident and his legs were completely wrecked, like destroyed. And he wasn't going to be able to walk without tons of therapy. So he like he talks about how he used his mind and he started thinking about his muscles repairing and his legs repairing and his bones repairing. And slowly but surely, this guy repaired himself with his mind. Like, it talks about the power.
Didn't his mind then make him start moving his legs?
That was the thing he was talking about.
It's like a domino effect.
Yes.
Your mind gets right. You believe you're going to be okay. And versus, I'm dying. I'm in pain. I can't take it. That makes it worse.
Yeah. And this guy, I remember his interview with this guy, this medical medium. He goes, they go, what do you think of your skeptics? He goes, it's not my job to prove the skeptics.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm going to have skeptics, but this is what I do. And that's just something I've had my whole life since he was little. He has something he talks to called spirit.
Yeah.
yeah. like he talked to
like
there.
Like he was saying to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, and he just waves his hands around these people, and he was like, well, you have lower back issues. Do you sit? Do you like, are you hunched over a lot? You should probably look at that.
On that same episode, Kanye walks in. Yeah. And I don't have that clip for you, but he walked in, and the guy did it to Kanye.
Yeah.
And he told him, yeah, you got something off in your brain, some neurotransmitters because of the creativity. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dude.
What are you talking about?
This, if you watch this movie, it's called Heal. It's on Netflix. It's fascinating. Okay. Like, it's really out there. Really out there. Like, this guy, obviously.
I want him to, like, read us, but I don't know if I believe him. But I'm curious if he can wave his hands over us and tell us what's wrong with us. The problem is, what if he says something we're not prepared to hear? Like,
exactly.
Your brain. Woo-wee. You better work on that mental health a little more, sister. Right. Woo-wee.
Wave his hand over my stomach. You ate a burrito earlier, didn't you? You're damn right I did.
You ate a lot of calories yesterday.
You sure did. Has anybody else had experience with one of these before?
I don't know.
414-799-1037.
Nonsense? I don't know.
I would go if I was seriously curious about what was going on.
It's like any
and
psychic.
I couldn't get diagnosed. Yeah.
I would go to anyone. I don't know if I'd believe it. It would all be if it works out for me, then I'd believe it.
That's all about what you want to believe, too.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
414-799-1037. If you'd like to call or text, we could talk to you. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Triggs and Allie. A question for you, Allie.
What's up?
Would you ever consider getting Botox?
I've already gotten it.
You have?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I've only had it once.
Okay.
And it was before COVID, so I need a redo. But
all right.
I had it done a little bit on my forehead, and I've been dying to try it, and I would do it again.
Sure. Would you go to an event that was called Botox and Bubbles, where you had Botox and maybe some champagne or some booze?
Girls do this all the time. Yeah. We just don't talk to you about it, and we don't tell you, but we have Botox parties.
But this guy in Jacksonville was having Botox parties.
Okay.
Right? This doctor.
Wait, okay. Oh, the guy was bringing people over to do Botox.
Bringing people over, doing some Botox. And what we found out afterwards was that this man did not have a medical license at all. Mm-hmm. So he was doing this without a medical license. And he was also doing it while he was drinking.
Oh, God.
Four Loko.
Oh, God. He was drinking a Four Loko.
He was drinking Four Loko without a medical license.
Oh, God.
This guy has now been arrested. He was drinking Four Lokos while giving these Botox injections, which I would imagine you'd have to have kind of a steady hand to do Botox injections.
You think?
Right?
Yes, you're shooting into their face.
Yes.
I mean, unless you're doing something else. Some people do armpits to stop the sweating and stuff like that. But
so he was arrested and charged with practicing medicine without a license and possession of prescription drugs. What would you rather have your doctor do? Not have a license or do it drunk? Would you rather have a licensed doctor performing drunk or an unlicensed sober doctor?
I don't think I'll be picking either of those.
If you had to.
In fact, I won't.
Would you rather?
I just won't. I will not play would you rather. I would not get the Botox.
Would you rather
have
a doctor that is licensed but drunk
or
an unlicensed sober doctor?
License drunk.
License drunk.
You know why? Because look at it like this. Think about our jobs.
Yes.
We could do our job with our eyes closed.
We could
do
our jobs drunk if we needed to.
We're not important and we're not doctors, but we could do our job with our eyes closed, right?
True.
The drunk guy's probably like, I could do this drunk. I could do anything.
You know what? You're right. I could do this in my sleep is what that guy probably says. So I'd rather have the licensed drunk as well. Just be wary when you go to these bubblies and Botox events because...
Make sure you know who's shooting you up before you let someone put a shot at you.
Yes. $1,000 Kiss keyword, a fresh one coming up in less than 5 minutes. Hold on.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so let's talk about Aaron Rodgers for a minute. So he started his 2-week gig hosting Jeopardy on Monday, and he'll be on there for the next 2 weeks. He loves Jeopardy. He said it was nostalgic for him as a kid because he watched it. He was even on Celebrity Jeopardy with Alex Trebek a while ago, and he won.
Yeah.
He won. He beat the dude from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, and somebody else. Yeah, he won the
whole
thing.
Mr. Wonderful. Good for him.
Yeah. So they've asked Aaron Rodgers, I love this, the Green Bay Gazette. I love it when you see things like the Green Bay Gazette.
The Green Bay Gazette.
Asked Aaron Rodgers, would he like, and he said, basically they were talking to him about hosting Jeopardy. He said he would totally be down to host it full time. Now they were like, what about football? He said, I think I could do both. It's a challenge.
How?
He says, well, think about the off season and how long it is and how boring. Like, we all want a long summer, but do it every year with nothing to do. I mean, it would get old. You'd be like, I need something challenging. Football's not hard for him.
Yeah, and if they film enough episodes in advance, I guess they could. Yeah.
He said it would help his brain. That would be the brain side of his, you know, job. Yeah. And then he can do the football and do the athletic stuff. So,
do you ever watch Jeopardy and not get any of them right and feel like a complete dummy?
I honestly, yeah, that's why I don't watch it. I'm not smart enough. Like, so he's smart. That's great.
What is oxygen? Damn it. Hydrogen?
Whatever.
What?
I'd be like, whatever you say it is.
Whatever.
Is it commercials yet? I need a cocktail. Hold the tail.
So he said he would consider it if they would have him, but we don't know if that'll really happen. Yeah,
he said he would do both for sure.
Of course he would.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got. Aaron Rodgers said he'd do Green Bay football and host Jeopardy if they offered it to him. I'm fine with that.
As long as he continues to play football, I'm fine with
that.
He'll
be fine.
Have you ever fostered a dog before?
I have not.
I've always thought that it would be an interesting thing, but I'm afraid of falling in love with the dog.
Right. And I've always adopted. Uh-huh. I've never gotten it from a breeder. Always adopted. Don't shop. But never fostered. It's a commitment. It's like taking on a child.
Yeah. But one thing that's cool about when you do foster a dog is they provide everything, like the kennel, the treats, the food. All that stuff.
So it's important to know.
And my mom is fostering a dog. She lives in South Carolina.
Okay.
She sends a picture of this dog, and her name is Brownie. A little brown dog. Like a Brownie.
I saw your mom's
Such
social
a cute
media
dog.
Post. So cute.
So I called my mom. I was like, this is awesome. She already has one dog, Brody.
I was going to say, I didn't realize she had one already.
She
and
does.
Now she's got the foster dog. So they're like friends.
So I was like, you sucker. You're going to fall in love with this dog. You're going to love this dog. And she goes, well, I don't know. They consider that a failed foster if the person that's fostering the dog takes it. They want someone else to adopt it. That's the point of the program. But I'm sure they would let her keep the dog if she wanted to.
They're going to be like, no, don't adopt this dog.
So she goes, I'm not even sure if anybody would want this dog because of what it's been through. And I said, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. Here's what happened with this dog. It was a stray that they had found that was out in the open.
Right.
And the police saw the dog. Somebody saw the dog on the side of the road, called and reported it. And the dog was coming out of the woods. And every time they would go towards this dog, it would run back into the woods.
They found it.
Yeah, so they're having trouble luring the dog out to get it out. Didn't have an owner, no collar or anything like this. They were like, why won't this dog come out? So they finally get someone to follow the dog back into the woods. And this dog leads them back to a car that had driven off the road and crashed a day or two before.
Whoa!
The owner of the car is dead inside the car.
No.
Has died from the crash. So this poor dog.
It was his owner.
The owner of the dog was in the crash.
So the owner got into a car accident and died, and the dog ran away until somebody found it.
The dog was just trying to get someone to pay attention to come back there. To lead him back there.
And I've read about this a little on her social media post, but even hearing it back now, it's like, what?
It's crazy.
What?
And they've come to find out this dog has her teeth have all been gnawed down. She doesn't have a full set of teeth, so she has to feed her soft food.
Mm-hmm.
The dog just had puppies not too long ago. It's a 10-year-old dog, so it's postpartum, you can tell.
Oh, no.
The dog has had puppies.
So it wasn't spayed?
No, still hasn't been spayed. Dog is 10 years old.
Oh.
10 years old, still hasn't been spayed.
Oh, no.
So she was like, I don't know if somebody would even adopt this dog at this point. So I was like, looks like you got another dog.
Yeah.
Happy
new dog.
She's sweet as can be. She goes, she's very gentle, very kind. She's had her around a couple kids.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, she's great around kids.
Mm-hmm.
So now this adoption agency, they wanted to hashtag it on social media so they can kind of get this dog adopted.
They want adopted. I'd be not posting because I'd want to keep the dog.
Right.
That's the problem. I'd be like, nope.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want a dog. Is it because it would have such a traumatic backstory that you wouldn't know how to build it back? It's confidence?
I don't know. It's that much of a responsibility. And people are aware of that. And I think that as much as just because I fall in love with a kid doesn't mean I have the means to adopt that kid. It doesn't mean I have the longevity to take care of that kid. It means maybe I just wanted to be able to help for what I could and I only have so much to give.
Yeah.
And sometimes foster people only have so much to give and that's okay. And that's why they then go get adopted. But you need foster families with everything. So I'm all about it.
Well, it helps with the growth of either the child or the dog as well. So it's not just crammed in a crate or in an orphanage or something.
They must think your mom doesn't want it. Because if your mom wanted to adopt that dog, I don't believe for a second they'd be like, no.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, they wouldn't do that.
They got to be under the impression. But the fact that the dog's owner got into a car accident, died, and
crazy?
It ran away.
That is such a sad story.
It's a horrible.
When she's telling me this, I'm thinking like the dog like is feral and it lives in the woods now and it's just afraid. But no, leading it back to an owner that was in a crash, that's insane. Insane.
Very insane.
Have you ever fostered a dog before? Anybody? Like, maybe do you end up falling in love with a dog?
Yeah.
So you have so many dogs now?
Or even found it. This is the craziest find a dog story I've ever heard. I mean, I've heard a lot of find a dog stories.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. You can always call or you can text if something like that's happened to you or if you're a foster dog parent. I've always thought about it, but again, I will fall too much in love with a dog. I can't.
I would too. I'd be like, I want it. And I'd do the same thing with a kid.
I would just keep it.
And they'd be like, Allie, you can't afford a third kid. I'd be like, I don't care. That's the thing, Riggs. That's what I'm saying.
Can I get welfare for a dog? Can I get food stamps for a dog?
I don't know. Probably not. Right.
Talking about fostering dogs.
Aww,
or just finding dogs too.
Yeah, your mom found a dog. The owners were in a car accident.
Yeah, the dog kept running back into the woods and they were like, why won't it come out? The dog was leading them to a car accident with the owner. It's sad.
You remember our old intern, Katie?
Yes.
It's been a while since she worked with us. Yeah. She just texted me and said, hey, Allie, it's intern Katie. I'm listening to you guys right now. I fostered three dogs recently, and I recently adopted one because I went through so much with her.
Yeah.
Aw. So you can adopt if you're fostering.
It's like rent to own almost.
Yeah, exactly.
But with animals.
Exactly, right?
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Jasmine in West Dallas.
Hi, Jasmine.
Oh, no, wait. It's Courtney. It's Courtney
in
Sheboygan. I'm sorry. Jasmine's on hold. Courtney, I apologize.
It's all good.
That's okay.
Courtney, what's up?
Courtney,
you there?
You're there. We're talking to you. It's okay. Go on.
Yeah, and so it's kind of a compromise. My kids and I really wanted another dog, and my husband said no. So I was like, okay, fine, we're going to foster, and in hopes that we would actually get one of the dogs.
Okay.
We've fostered five.
Five?
Wow.
The past couple years. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome, and it's really great, too, because I have little kids, and so they get to become socialized, and my kids love it.
Right. Yeah.
It's great.
That's the thing, Courtney. It's like having a dog. It's like a trial run.
Yeah.
You know, when you're fostering it kind of.
It is.
Thing.
Yes. And you can see how the kids are like, we'll take care of it. No, you won't.
Right.
No, you won't.
Yep.
Because I'm going to be picking up the poop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's great because the place I foster through, they do a foster to adopt program.
Okay.
So they do a mandatory 5-day foster.
Okay.
Before you can adopt them, just to make sure it's the right dog for the home. And right. I love that about it. But it's great. Their fosters are needed.
So, Courtney, what organization do you foster from in Sheboygan?
It's actually in Grafton. It's Tail Waggers 911.
Hey, Tail Waggers 911.
Want to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Love people that save the animals.
Thank you for calling this morning, Courtney.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks,
have
Courtney.
A good day.
Have a
you
great
too.
Day, too.
And now we can go to Jasmine in West Dallas, who probably heard me saying her name.
So
hey,
I'm calling. I have never fostered. I would love to, but I will say this. I was one of those kids who, if I saw a stray animal on the road or the street, it was coming to my house.
Oh, God.
Like, I would go grocery shopping with my mom, and I would put cans of cat food, dog food, whatever, to kind of sneak it in there. And you could bag your own groceries, so I would try to put it first and then just put it in the bag before she'd even see it.
Jasmine.
But no, at one point, I found this black lab puppy walking down the sidewalk. I was like 7, 8 years old. Snatched the thing up. I had him in my room for like a whole week.
What?
There were flyers. Like, I timed it so perfect when my mom was not at home. I would let the dog out. I would feed him. Like, I snuck this puppy in, and it was the best feeling ever. And then to find out it was actually 6 doors down, these people were looking for it.
Probably so pissed at you.
They
so
saw me walking it just down the street. They're like, hey, where did you find this dog? I was like, it was on the sidewalk. They're like, we have been looking all over for it.
Oh, there you go.
There's no way I could probably ever foster an animal without just falling in love with it.
Right.
But I kudos to people that can actually do that.
Jasmine, I love that you stole a puppy, and then your neighbors saw you walking it down the street like you owned it. I mean, I can't even imagine what they must have been thinking seeing this kid.
In this dog's mind, it's being held captive. You're holding a dog hostage in your house.
Oh, it was great. It was not even just a puppy. I found a really old dog. It was probably like 12 years old that I had.
It was housebroken and everything.
Yep. Anything I found, it was up in my room.
Thanks, Jasmine.
Thanks for calling, Jasmine.
Yep, have a good one.
You too.
All right, now we can go to Carrie in Greenfield.
Hi, Carrie. What's up?
Hi. Well, my daughter and I, we have 6 dogs of our own right now.
6 dogs?
Well, my one dog that we rescued, it ended up it could not get spayed before we when we rescued it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then COVID hit, the appointment got canceled, so it ended up pregnant. So they have it has three puppies right now that we will end up giving away to good proper homes.
Oh. Do you live in a house or an apartment?
We live in a house.
Okay. Do you have a big yard?
Yes.
Okay.
But we fostered for the last 3 years. And we never became they call it a foster fail.
Mm-hmm.
But we never became a foster fail. But we did rescue and adopt two dogs from other rescue centers.
So that's what my mom was saying, something about a foster fail. I think as long as the dog finds a home, it's not really a failure, right?
Right.
Yeah. We promote, the place that we foster for, they promote it.
You know,
we just always call it, we just laugh about it as a joke and call them foster fails.
Right.
But no, they promote it. You know, they encourage that.
Oh, for you to keep the dog, just so the dog has
a
home.
That's what I said. It didn't make sense that they wouldn't want your mom to adopt it, Riggs. The
I think
dog.
She's. Yeah. I think she's saying that so that it's kind of off the table. But I think at the end of the day, my mom's going to keep that
she's
dog.
She's going to be a sucker.
I told her. I was like, you're totally going to keep
this
dog.
And then her dog will have a friend.
Yes. Aww. And they're both so chill.
We have fostered over a dozen dogs in the last 3 years. And we never, I told my daughter, she had the understanding that these dogs were going to a good home.
Yep.
They're not going to stay at our home. That we're just helping out those dogs.
Carrie, before we let you go, tell us, who do you foster through? What organization?
Yeah.
Hoover House.
Okay.
It's, Hoover House.
Down in Waukesha. Hoover House.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
We learned
Shout out to them.
We learned about a couple new fostering agencies
this
morning.
We sure did for animals.
Thank you for the call this morning.
Not
Appreciate
people.
It.
Bye-bye.
Sure. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.